All right, for the young people, Genesis 25, the adults are going to be in Genesis 26 tonight. But for the young people, we're reviewing what the adults had last week. Genesis 25, in it, Abraham dies. He's 100, you can come on up, John. He's 175 years old, and his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, bury him. And he also has another wife, because Sarah had died when she was 123 years old. She was 123 years old when she died, but Abraham dies at 175, which we'll find out that his sons, his son Isaac has two sons when he's 60 years old. And so that means that that when Abraham dies, Isaac's sons Esau and Jacob are 15 years old. So he is actually able to see his grandsons. And the important episode in Genesis 25 is that as the men had grown up, as the young men had grown up, Esau and Jacob. Now, Esau was named Esau because he was born first, and he came out all hairy. He was all hairy. Hair on his arms, hair all over his body. He was a hairy baby. So they named him Esau, which means hairy. And then his other brother, as Esau came forth and was born, his younger brother reached out and grabbed his heel. So they called him heel catcher. His name was Jacob, which means heel catcher. So these two young men, they grew up. One of them was the hunter. Harry was the hunter. And Jacob liked to hang around the house. And so one day, because one day while Jacob was out making some stew, he's just cooking some stew, happened to be out in the field. His brother comes in and he's tired. He's a hunter. He was supposed to be a real good hunter, like some of the men here are good hunters and good fishermen. He's a really good hunter, but for some reason, which I think it was the Lord, he didn't catch anything. When he came in, he was wore out and he was hungry, and he could smell that stew cooking from his brother Jacob. He says, "Give me some stew." He says, "Sell me your birthright. You're the oldest, but I want the birthright." He says, "Look, I'm about ready to faint. What good is this birthright for me? Just give me some stew and I'll give me something to eat and I'll give you that birthright. You can be considered the oldest." And so he sold it to him. See, what it probably was, what we think was that his mother, Rebecca, when she had these two twins in her belly, in her tummy, that they were kind of wrestling around and struggling with one another. And God, she prayed to God and said, "What's going on with my belly, with these two boys that are in, or two lives that are in there?" She didn't know they were boys yet. He said, and God says, "There's two nations struggling in there, and the younger one will be the ruler over the older one."
She had a pretty good idea.
Yeah?
I bet she had a pretty good idea.
I think she did have a pretty good idea, because we'll find that out later in chapter 27. So he sold the birthright for something to eat. But it has a gospel picture, because that's what Adam did. Adam, who was given by God the charge of the entire world, all over all the animals, of the birds in the air, of the fish in the sea, and he was told not to eat of the tree in the middle of the garden, and he sold his birthright for something to eat. So Esau was like a type of Adam, and in fact his name was called Edom, which kind of sounds like Adam, doesn't it? Because Edom means red, and he sold his birthright for the red stew that his brother cooked. So that is chapter 25 of Genesis for you young people.